Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today is my college football preview. The Florida Gators taking on the Tennessee Volunteers. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen for me this morning here on 100 Yards Football. Florida, Tennessee, big SEC matchup. Both teams highly ranked. So I'm going to start with the Florida Gators. The first week, we thought the Gators were going to be outstanding. Even me, I thought Anthony Richardson was the second coming of Michael Vick, had an outstanding game against Utah. But since then, he just struggled the last two games against Kentucky. Didn't play very well against South Florida last week and didn't play very well. On the season, Mr. Richardson thrown 4 interceptions, 255 yards, only 4 touchdowns, 24-53. When you look at the Florida Gators, and let's be honest, Billy Napier's first year, it's going to be about all how Anthony Richardson performs at a high level. Plain and simple, if Anthony Richardson doesn't play well, the Gators are going to struggle offensively. Their running game is stacked this year. Montrell Johnson, the transfer, coming over from Louisiana with Billy Napier, 105 yards on the year, averaging almost 6 yards a carry, 2 touchdowns. Travis Etienne, baby brother, he has 56 yards on the year, averaging 6.6 yards a carry, 1 touchdown. Their defense is playing at a high level, But last week against South Florida, they allowed 286 yards rushing, 6.0 yards a pop. There's our concerns. But they do have good players on the defensive side of the ball. Gavon Dexter is an NFL draft prospect. Brendan Cox is an NFL draft prospect. Amari Burns is an NFL prospect. And Trey Dean III is an NFL prospect. But for the Gators, going forward, it's all about Anthony Richardson, man. Bottom line, the Gator Nation. He has to play well starting this Saturday against Tennessee if the Gators are going to have an outstanding season this year. Now, let's go over to Tennessee. Rocky Top, Dolly Parton, Kenny Chesley, the state with 6 million people. Are the glory days back? Thank you, Josh Heupel. Hendon Hooker. Boy. When you're talking about a guy that's came and restored the program, the Volunteers are now one of the top programs in the country based on Josh Heupel and their high-powered offense. Mr. Hooker, think about this. Hendon Hooker, this year, he's a 6-year player, 844 yards, 6 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and a legitimate Heisman Trophy candidate. See, it's games like this on Saturday that winners are born, champions are born, legacies are born. And when I think about Hendon Hooker, let me take the stats again. Through the games this season, 3 games of Volunteers, he's got 844 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. He's on Broadway, man. And then think about the receiving core he has. Jalen Hyatt averaging 14 yards a catch. Cedric Tillman, NFL talent, 14 yards a catch. And Brew McCoy, remember that name? Highly recruited coming out of USC some years ago. Now he's added that firepower, that smoke to the Tennessee's offense. He's averaging 13 yards a pop. But what makes Tennessee really good offensively is their offensive line, brother. Gerald Mincy, Daniel Wright, Cooper Mays, Antonio Spraggs. This is one of the top offensive lines in the country, and that's why the Volunteers right now riding high, ranked number 11. Defensively, I don't have to say no more. When you look at it, Trayvon Flowers, the senior, fifth-year guy from Tucker High School, is leading the way for the Volunteers. But it's been that offense this year that's made me so proud of the Tennessee Volunteers. 52 points a game, 156 points so far this year. Total offense averaging 561 yards a game. As I told you, and I've been saying weeks, when I think about Hendon Hooker, I think about that 85 Tennessee team. Tony Robinson, Tim McGee, Eric Swanson, Joey Klinkscale. Think about the game that came out against UCLA, ended in a 26-26 tie. But think about when Tony Robinson made this cover of Sports Illustrated when they beat number one ranked Auburn 38-20. Think about them days. Hendon Hooker is the poor man special, Tony Robinson. And before I end the video today, this game has much impact as the 98 game. The 1998 game. Let me repeat that again. The 1998 game. Because that's when Tennessee broke through and won their first BCS national championship. And hopefully they can get back on the Lord. Remember that game Saturday night? That Tennessee team, T. Martin, Chad Clifton, Perlis Price, Jamal Lewis, Dwayne Goodrich, Al Wilson from Jackson, Tennessee, Rashad Thompson from New Orleans. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then the 85 team, let me throw in Charles Davis, Tommy Sims, Dale Jones, Tim McGee, as I mentioned, Dale Dickey. And going back to that 98 game, as Tennessee won that game 20-17, let me throw in Darren Walker. That was a good Florida team that they beat. That's when the Volunteers broke through. That Florida team had Jesse Palmer, Doug Johnson, Terry Jackson, Javon Kurtz, Johnny Rutledge, Tony George. When you go back on Saturday, national television, CBS, 3:30, the boats are going to be out on the Tennessee River. Neyland Stadium is going to be rocking. SRVs are going to be down on Kingston Pike. It's restoring. It's history. It's Tennessee. Josh Heupel, thank you. Otto Valls are back. Hendon Hooker. This is your Heisman Trophy game. Anthony Richardson, you can get back in the mix. The bottom line to the game on Saturday, as I just broke down these two great teams, which quarterback plays the best on Saturday? Hendon Hooker is going to answer the bell for Tennessee. But for Florida to stay in the game, it's all about Anthony Richardson. If he goes back like he did Michael Vick, Ghost in game one against Utah, it's going to be a very good football game. My final score, Tennessee is going to win 35-21. The Volunteers are going to move on up and beat a team that's going to challenge the Georgia Bulldogs in the SEC East. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate here on 100 Yards Football. My final words, Dolly Parton, Gatlinburg, Rocky Top, Johnny Majors, Country Charloway, Peyton Manning, the Big Orange, is it back?
Let's find out what Mr. Football Vincent Turner has to say about the next game preview.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. It's my college game day preview. Today I'm highlighting the USC Trojans taking on the Oregon State Beavers. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Now let's talk about USC and Oregon State. We're going to start with the Oregon State Beavers. Jonathan Smith is doing an outstanding job out there in Corvallis, Oregon. Think about this with Coach Smith. Just back, it seemed like in 2001, he was throwing touchdown passes to Chad Johnson and leading Oregon State to bowl games. Now he's came back to his alma mater, and he's doing this thing at Oregon State. They're undefeated. They got a very good football player, Chance Nolan, at the quarterback position. So far this season, 746 yards, 7 touchdowns, 2 INTs. Their top receivers, Tershawn Harrison, out of Seattle, Washington, Garfield High School. Think of that historic high school, Garfield, Quincy Jones, Jimmy Hendricks, Brandon Roy, man, Isaiah Stanback. Boy. This young man is an unknown wide receiver out there in the Pac-12 and a pretty good football player. Only year, 11 receptions, 166 yards, 1 touchdown. And think about who they got in the backfield. Remember this name, Deshaun Fenwick? He's got 206 yards on the year, 3 touchdowns. But think about that name. That name rings in my memory. He's a transfer from South Carolina, was playing in the SEC just a couple of years ago. Now, let's talk about the other team on the other side. Everybody told you when Lincoln Riley went after California EIA, Hollywood, that he was going to be the next John Wayne. Denzel Washington, Lakers move over, Rams move over, Sean McVay, you're not the only struggle in town. Boy, Lincoln Riley, after 3 games, the Trojans are dangerous. Anthony Davis is coming back. O.J. Simpson is coming back. Woo-wee. Sam the Bam Cunningham. Richard Batman Wood. Charles Young. Ronnie Lott. Marcus Allen. Reggie Bush. Matt Leiner. Dwayne Jarrett. Boy. Lincoln Riley's got that Trojan banging out there. Caleb Williams. Now, that was a lot of people was kind of saying when Mr. Williams was at Oklahoma, he took the job from Spencer Rattler. But after watching him play the rest of the year out in Oklahoma, now with USC, this young man is a serious, serious Heisman Trophy candidate. 740 yards, 64% passing so far in the year. Now, 74%. He's got 874 yards, 8 touchdowns. Then you got Jordan Addison. Came on the best receiver in the country, 18 receptions on the year, 295 yards, 5 touchdowns. Then you got Travis Dye, who came back to his hometown, home state in California, transferring from Oregon. He's got 227 yards, 2 touchdowns on the year. And so far, I'm looking at USC. Boy. Their first 3 games on the year, punished Rice, punished Stanford, and beat a good Fresno State team last week, 45-17. I'm going to tell you point blank. If USC fans any defense, it's no question about it. They're going to be in the college football playoffs. And make no bones about it. After the first 3 weeks of the season, looking out there in the Pac-12, looking at Oregon, looking at Utah, I'm going to say it on record right now. USC is the best team in the Pac-12, and they're deserving of a top 10 ranking. This is a very, very dangerous USC team. And Lincoln Riley is very, very sharp as an offensive-minded coach. Be honest, him coming out to L.A., I know he's going to have USC at a high level. But right now, it seems like USC is going back to the days. One more time, O.J. Simpson, Sam the Bam Cunningham, Earl McCullough, Lynn Swan, Rob McNeil, California Yahe, the City of Compton, Angels, John Wayne, C.R. Roberts, Junior Seau. The Trojans are back. I'm picking the Trojans in this game. USC is going to roll, baby. USC 38, Oregon State 24. Put your money on it. The Trojans are back. And they're going to be one of the top 10 teams in college football this year. Lincoln Riley, you're doing your thing. You're the next John Wayne on the West Coast, baby.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Thank you. God bless. To my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, enjoy some college football and watch the mighty Trojans and the mighty Beavers play this weekend.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.